Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is calm tonight. In Tel Aviv, it's a warm evening, while Jerusalem is experiencing cooler breezes. In Haifa, skies are clear, offering a peaceful night. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Times of Israel, Hezbollah has fired rockets at Israeli troops in Lebanon. No injuries are reported. In response, the IDF has struck terror sites, with 7 killed in southern Lebanese villages. Also, earlier this hour from JNS, Hezbollah has also launched explosive drones at IDF soldiers. The Israeli military has released footage showing the elimination of a Lebanese terrorist at close range. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has targeted Hezbollah terrorists and infrastructure in southern Lebanon. This follows an incident on Friday where several rockets were launched by Hezbollah. Separately, I-24 News cites an IDF official saying that unless Iran's enriched uranium is removed, the ongoing conflict with Iran might be seen as a failure. Further military operations might be needed to prevent Iran from advancing its nuclear program. And finally, from Forward, earlier today, a shocking arrest in Israel raises questions. A Jewish man was told wearing a kippah is against the law, leading to an arrest at a local cafe. Here's what people are saying online. Spain's foreign minister condemned the illegal detention of a Spanish activist. Al Arabiya Eng reports this activist was seized during a military operation against a Gaza aid flotilla. Luai, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, stated that the conflict is not Muslims versus Jews, but everyone versus Islamists. He emphasizes the importance of distinguishing between the two. Ynet News highlights that Iran has cut oil output as fears of renewed war grow. Exports are down under the U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, with Tehran prepared for any escalation. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating tensions in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that after Hezbollah fired at Israeli troops, the IDF responded forcefully. The strikes targeted terror sites, reportedly killing 7 people. This marks a significant escalation in cross-border hostilities, raising concerns about further regional destabilization. Turning to the IDF's operations, JNS details how explosive drones targeted Israeli soldiers. In response, the military eliminated a threat at close range. This highlights the ongoing threat from armed groups in Lebanon and underscores the IDF's readiness to respond decisively. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provides insight into broader military actions. On Friday, Hezbollah launched rockets at IDF positions, which fell in open areas. The IDF's continuing operations aim to dismantle Hezbollah's infrastructure, signaling a prolonged military engagement in the region. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports concerns over Iran's nuclear ambitions. An IDF official warns that without removing Iran's enriched uranium, current efforts may fall short. This raises the stakes for future negotiations or potential military interventions. Finally, in earlier reporting from Forward, an arrest in Israel sparks legal and cultural debates. A man wearing a kippah faced accusations of violating the law. This incident raises questions about religious freedom and social tensions within Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Lufthansa Group has suspended flights to Israel until June, according to Globes. This affects several airlines under the group and leaves open the possibility of a partial return earlier. Separately, from CTEC, SAP has appointed Israeli executive Orna Kleinman to lead its global AI initiatives. This move reinforces the company's commitment to cloud and AI technologies. And finally, Ynet Business reports strong earnings from Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, and Microsoft. These tech giants, with ties to Israel, show significant growth as their AI investments pay off. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.